degree of
in
difficulty,
what?
You know, the nuances of everything you have to pick up at the running back position.
I mean, it's tough for me because I've never had to do it before, but it's definitely something that I think I got better at today.
Yeah.
I had a couple of bad reps because I got overly aggressive, some technique stuff, but that's stuff I'm going to learn. You know, I got better as the reps went along, and I had some good wins in there, so... You know, it's going to be fine.
Is it good now, Ty, that you get this, you know, like you have the rep against Jake, and then you go right away again and you fix it or get it right? Whereas maybe in the regular season, there's not time to do that. I mean, is that what's important about
this? That's why I'm trying to get as many reps as I can. You know, I'm glad Jake did what he did because I learned from my mistake. Mm-hmm. As you can see, I didn't do it again, and I got the win, you know, the next rep, whether it's Jake, Joe, Blake, you know, whatever. I just need to watch the film. Fix my technique, and I'm going to get better at it. I mean, you know, I'm not going to really apologize for not being the best at pass pro, and I never had to do it before. So I definitely think I got better today and made some strides.
In terms of the 11-on-11 stuff, once you got some actual carries, how did it feel to run behind the line today?
It felt good. I think the O-line did a great job. I mean, first of all, nothing against our defense. I think our defense did a great job. They're flying around. Obviously, our defense looked physical today. But the O-line did a great job. They got some great push, and there were some holes opening up there today.
Hey, Ty, we talked about you being bigger and stronger. You finally got to wear pads, mm-hmm. and went into people feeling bigger and stronger. How did your body feel? Do you feel different than you just felt as a wide receiver playing running back last year?
Feel good. Just, you know, feel a little bit more solid, a little bit more stronger. Definitely able to keep my balance more. But, you know, I think that's something that just comes from playing at the time that I did, having that time at the end of the season and playing and then training this off season. And, you know, now with the pads coming on, I was definitely excited. And, you know, I'm just going to continue to get better. I know that for a fact.
Hey, Ty, Mike said today that, you know, we know teams game plan for Rodgers, number one, but that for you, you know, you got to be one of the top two or three priorities in game planning. Did you notice that last season that, you know, defenses started to focus on you a little bit more?
I noticed teams were talking about it and, you know, lining up on the field. I noticed they were trying to be very aware of where I was on the field and what I was doing. So, you know, I think I do understand the mismatch problem that's there, especially when it comes in terms of identifying, you know, how they're going to play me. Are they going to treat me as a receiver? Are they going to treat me as a running back? You know, when I split out, who's going to cover me? When I'm in the box, what are they going to do? You know, I did notice that going on. So, you know, I agree with what he's saying.
Is your ability to run after the catch, do you think the screen game is something that could be pretty effective for you this season?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that the touchdown you had? Maybe Michael's referring to the left flat there. Like, can you feel your wide receiver skills really being valuable in that? Like, do you think it's more natural just because of how you've come up?
As far as catching the ball?
Is there any similarity between catching the ball as a running back in the flat and doing what you've done as a wide receiver down the field? Is there any carryover that you think helps you in that way? Maybe it's just a bad question, Ty.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. I'm trying to work with you here.
I appreciate that.
You know, I think when you're a receiver, there's more going on. I mean, you're worried about coverage. You're worried about leverage. You know, as a running back, if you're coming out of the backfield, a lot of times you're not the first priority. So you're not really thinking leverage and coverage. Quarterback comes to you. Nobody else is open, and he's got to dump it off to you. And so there's a little bit of difference there as far as that, you know, just catching the ball and then – obviously not like receiver, you know, you're not downfield. So sometimes you got to make guys miss with both feet in the ground, and you know what I'm saying?